Welcome to the podcast ABCs of Parenting Adult Children.
Hello and welcome to ABCs of Parenting Adult Children podcast. My name is James Moffitt and I'll be your host. Today is February the 9th, 2024. Today we're going to go over episode 14 called What I've Learned About Being in a Crisis. So, one of the things I wanted to say is that I'm constantly on the look for material, good material that will be relevant to the struggles that parents have with their children. And this week, I read a lot. I write some. I do these podcasts in an effort to bring value to our lives and to give us something to kind of sink our teeth into and make things better, if at all possible. So I read on Medium.com and I read Substack. These are two writing portals or writing mediums where you can read good stories from authors and get ideas for your own articles. And lots of times I do that. And I'll read something, it'll strike a chord in me, and I'll go, hey, this is good information, and I want to use this. So what I want to show you now is a friend of mine, known her for a while, Angie Mazzell. She lives in Charleston, South Carolina. And she is the she has a newsletter called Hello Friday. And as you see on the screen, it says, Welcome to Hello Friday. Hi, I'm Angie. I'm a former TV news anchor, speaker, mom of three, and author of the coming-of-age memoir, Girl in the Spotlight. I'm here to change the conversation about what it means to live a successful life. Here on Hello Friday, my mission is to encourage, inspire, and empower you to break cycles of the past, pave your own way, and come home to yourself. Each week, I share a story and personal reflection that you can apply to your own life. Join me as I explore ways to wake up to life's right now moments and experience more joy and presence in the everyday. Get Hello Friday sent to your inbox. And of course you can subscribe. And up here on the left, I don't know if you can read it, but it's Angie Mazzell, A-N-G-I-E, Mazzell, M-I-Z-Z-E-L-L, .substack.com, and about. So Angie wrote in her Hello Friday message, 10 things I've learned about being in a crisis. And as I read through these 10 things, I thought, this really applies to us. It not only applies to us as individuals, but it applies to us as parents. And, you know, we all know life is hard. Life is tough. It can be a struggle. We're hit from all different angles with daily things that we have to navigate through. So, I thought these would be excellent points to go over. Let me see. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this this screen right here, straight from the article. And her introduction says, and I really want to encourage each of you to, especially the moms out there, to subscribe to Hello Friday. Angie comes up with some very positive and uplifting messages for us to apply to our lives. So it says, 10 things I've learned about being in a crisis. An incomplete list and in no particular order. I wanted to expand on something I touched on in last week's letter. Last week I shared my answer to the question, how do you know when something has to change? What do you do about it? In my experience, it usually takes a series of turning points and a lot of waiting time in between to really know, to finally reach the answer or clear direction we're searching for. If this goes on long enough, we'll inevitably reach a breaking point. And that's what I wanted to write about this week. What happens when we are thrust into a crisis? And I think as parents of children, preteens, teenagers, and adult children in our lives, we probably have found ourselves in at a turning point on multiple occasions. So I think this is very relevant to this podcast and to the subject matter. So here's what I've learned about being in a crisis. Number one, the crisis is the ultimate turning point, for better or worse. A crisis is the moment that we're forced to make a choice. Do this thing, do that thing, or do nothing at all. A crisis is intense, scary, depleting, adrenaline-inducing, exhausting, devastating. All of the above and much more. A crisis can go on for weeks, months, sometimes longer. Living in a crisis is not sustainable long term. So many times I think, I can't do this anymore. I can't go on another day. And then I do. Another day passes and I realize that I can indeed go on another day. A crisis is a paradox. A crisis provides clarity. All non-essential things fall by the wayside. We learn who we are and what we value. We discover what makes us stand firm, what makes us move in a new direction, and what makes us fight for the thing we don't want to lose. Add being in a crisis to the list of things I do not recommend. Thumbs down, 0 stars. Let's say that again. Add being in a crisis to the list of things I do not recommend. Thumbs down, 0 stars. I thought that was pretty funny. A crisis serves a purpose. A crisis can lead us towards learning, growth, healing, repair, insight, and new perspective. It's a muscle we never want to flex, but when we do, there's quite often no turning back. A crisis will change you. While it's never a pleasant thing and usually a terrible thing, it's not always a bad thing. Let me read that again. A crisis will change you. While it's never a pleasant thing and usually a terrible thing, it's not always a bad thing. Question to consider. What has being in a crisis taught you? You know, we could rephrase that to be more relevant to our listening audience. What has being in a crisis taught you about your situation? So as you listen to this podcast, this is going to be a short one. It's going to be short, sweet, and to the point, right? Because these are 10 items talking about a crisis. And as you listen to this podcast, and as you go to the website and read through these bullet points, I think that these bullet points can help us to dissect the crisis that we might be in at the moment. And I would say that perhaps as parents dealing with all of the many issues that we deal with when we're trying to support our kids, I don't care how old your child is, whether they're 20 years old or 40 years old, I've always said this in the past and I'll say it again. We love our kids. We love our children, and they're always going to be our kids, right? No matter how old they are. We get older. They get older. Grandkids get into the picture, hopefully, for some of us. But anyway, this is good stuff. And I want to make it crystal clear that I didn't write this stuff, this material. Angie Mizell wrote it. She did an excellent job. And like I said, I wanted to share it with you, with our listening audience, parents of adult children, because I feel like a lot of you, or a lot of us, may be right in the middle of a crisis. And a crisis can take different forms, different situations, things that happen in our lives and the lives of our children that can thrust us into the crisis and bring us to a turning point. And we're forced to make decisions, right? We're forced to, we come to the realization that we're tired of being in the crisis. We're tired of the crisis consuming us at every turn. A crisis is very emotional. It affects us mentally, emotionally, physiologically, psychologically. A crisis can affect us in a lot of ways. Sometimes a crisis can make us make bad decisions. Sometimes we're in the middle of the crisis and we just get so sick and tired of it that we get to this turning point. We're like, I don't know what to do. Let me do this. I don't know what to do. Let me say this to them. What I've said in the past hasn't helped. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't have the ability to grasp the truth of what I'm saying to them. Talking about our children, right? The situations we find ourselves in. We just want them to have a better life. We just want them to be happy. We want them to be wholesome. We want them to be productive. We want them to be good members of society and our families. We want the strife and the stress and the dissension, the arguing, the bickering, the struggle with relationships. You know, that's the crisis we might be in at the moment. And we want that. We just want that to go away. We want it to end. We want everybody to be happy, right? Of course, life doesn't always provide us that pathway to happiness. And sometimes, even in the middle of a crisis, as parents, sometimes we have to find our own inner peace and our own inner happiness. This all, you know, what I'm saying goes back to self-care, right? No matter what your children are going through, and no matter how it's affecting our lives, we still have a life to live. We still have jobs to go to. We still have families to support. We still have goals. We still have dreams. We have visions. We know what we don't know what tomorrow may look like, but we know what we would like to see in tomorrow, right? And all of us want to feel happy and be at peace. And some of you may lean on religion, spirituality, church. You may go to church. You may listen to the pastor talk about different subject matters in his sermons. And hopefully the message that you receive on Sunday is something you can use on Monday through Friday, right? Sometimes going to a good friend, if you're in the middle of a crisis and you can't see your way out, you're at a turning point, and you want to do the right thing, you want to make a decision, sometimes going to a confidant, somebody that you can trust, somebody that you can share your story with. And that's certainly something that we have to be careful about. We have to be careful about who we talk to in regards to the particular situation or crisis that we might be in. So make sure that this confidant or this person that you're going to, your friend, is somebody that can keep everything in confidence and not share it with other people, right? You want to tell them your story and you want to share maybe your pain, your anguish, your anxiety. Sometimes it's good to talk it out. Sometimes it's good to find somebody that you can talk to and share your life story or share the things that have happened in your week and just talk through it. Somebody that can just listen. the person that we go to talk to may not have all the answers. Maybe they have experienced the same thing you're going through, and maybe they can tell you their story, and maybe the things that they learned could help you in your life and in your situation. Right? So, as I've always said, and I'll say it again, I got to quit saying that, right? I want you to get value out of the podcast. I want you to find value, and I want you to be able to take what I give you, whether I created the content or somebody else created the content. I want you to be able to take that and apply that to your situation, if at all possible. And my prayer and hope is that you find encouragement, and that you find a moment of peace as you're listening to these words, that you can close your eyes and just absorb it. Just listen to the podcast a couple of times if you need to. And go to Angie Mizell's website. Again, it's angiemizell.substack.com. Angie Mizell, AngieMizell.substack.com. And absorb her stories. She has quite a few stories about how she has made changes in her life. Some of them very dramatic changes. And go to Amazon and get her book. I haven't read her book. My wife has read the book, and she really liked it. And so I think that Angie's book might be another source of encouragement, especially for the ladies. And if you're a man and you're listening to this, you might think, oh, well, this doesn't apply to me, and this, you know, this doesn't describe what I'm going through, or I don't need this. And that's fine. Different things reach different people, right? So what resources or stories that will affect and reach the ladies in the group may not be the things that'll reach you as a man or as a husband or as a father. And as I'm saying these words, I'm thinking, okay, well, I need to come up with some material that is geared for dads and for fathers. Things that dads can understand and relate to, right? So I'll be looking for that. I'll be looking for that material. I'll be thinking about that kind of material and see what I can come up with. So dads, there's hope and there's encouragement for you. And so just stay tuned to the podcast, and I'll see what I can do to come up with that material, right? So having said all of that, I told you it was going to be short, right? Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. That's Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. You may contact me at jamescmoffitt@outlook.com. That's James C. Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T, @outlook.com. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, or if you would like to suggest topics, or you have material that you would like to share live on the podcast, I'm always looking for guest speakers. I'm looking to talk with caregivers. You know, in the last, I don't know, couple of episodes, we've had parental support type, addiction support recovery type podcasts where Julie Miller and Richard came on, and they were guest speakers, and they shared their recovery support, addiction support recovery methodologies and programs that they run, which I hope many of you found helpful. And anyway, I got to quit babbling. So I'm just going to say have a good Saturday and a good Sunday, and I wish you well, and I hope that you will share this with your friends, family, coworkers, and other parents. And until then, I'll say goodbye, and we'll talk to you later.
please tune in next week for another episode of our podcast on parenting adult children.